This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Indeed. Hello. Last Monday of August, the 29th, is upon us. I'm Doug. Excuse me. Yes, the allergies are doing very well, thanks. Alive and well and living in my body.
Still kicking. And once these ones are done, then the new round of allergies will be happening.
New stuff. Exciting things. All right, so it's Monday. This is a very interesting day for a lot of reasons. We're going to spend some time talking with my friend John Harper from the Space Coast. The folks at WMEL have been for a long time very connected to what goes on at Cape Kennedy. And it's launch day for the Artemis 1 mission to the moon. A lot of excitement there, so I'm going to get John's perspective on that for you as we get ready to... this is the most exciting part of being an American, for me anyway, is the space agency, what they have done, what they can do, what they will do. And so this program is really, I think, a very strong suit. So I want to get to John's perspective on that. Because the launch is about less than a half hour from now. Let's see, 8:33 Eastern time, so that's 25 minutes from right now. Meanwhile, the more pedantic things going on in the world, this guy, Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor in Pennsylvania as a Republican, he's a Donald Trumper, and he has, he stirred the public's interest, shall we say. His garb is somewhat unusual because he wears outfits that look like most people, it's not the Confederate flag. It was the flag of Virginia. It never was. This is how silly, how easily people are led, right? The flag that we always talk, that people talk about as being a Confederate flag is not the Confederate, but this guy has gone further than that. He posed in a Confederate uniform for a promotional poster and a picture. He's done it before, apparently. He did it in 2014. And so is this good or is this bad? It was something that was taken to the U.S. Army War College, and someone had requested to see it, picture that was not released until there was a Freedom of Information Act request for it. It shows this guy Mastriano among the faculty at the Department of Military Strategy and Operations. He was there at the time. He had placed this picture up on his wall, but he took it down because the news media was looking for it. I don't know. He was a state senator, retired from the Army in 2017. A lot of people are chasing him around. Is this important or not? This happened a long time ago. I don't think it's particularly cool, but the other side of it is it's a symbol. Because it's a symbol, does that mean that's who you are? I'm not defending this guy. I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's, backed by Trump sort of makes me think.
But it has the flag in itself. It has these ties where people see it and they kind of think of back in the day and slavery was a thing.
Yeah, right,
but even look at the swastika. That wasn't an evil situation until Hitler used it.
Right.
Yeah. It actually means well-being. And what is it, Sanskrit?
Yeah, Sanskrit. Yep. That's very apt for you to explain the difference. It's just
but it does now have that imagery attached to it. So even though it didn't start a certain way, it kind of went down that direction.
Sure did. Okay, 11 past the hour. In a moment, we'll get John Harper on here from WMEL to find about NASA's Artemis mission, what it's supposed to be doing, and some other things going on at NASA as well. That's up next here on Good Day. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. mold, mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
13 and change after the hour. Doug's good day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John, who is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. Been connected to John for many moons. Get it, John? You hear what I'm doing there? For many moons you have been connected to this program. So launch day has arrived. Originally it was supposed to be 8:33. You've long been an observer. I know you and I have spent a lot of pleasant moments over on Merritt Island. I say over there because on the other side your place is on the water, and so you got to go inland a little bit. But this is such a neat experience for Americans. But the countdown has stopped for a couple of hours. Why? What's going on? What does NASA say about the conditions of Artemis at the moment?
Well, Doug, we're still waiting to find out from launch control and the launch director as far as when the new T0 or liftoff is scheduled for. It was scheduled, as you mentioned, at 8:33. We're certainly not going to hit that, and we're now waiting to find out, first of all, when the new T0 is, number one, and number two, if we're even going to fly today or not. The weather at the moment, Doug, is perfect. There's absolutely no problem with the weather. Over the last several days, the last 5 or 6 days, I think, we've had nothing but monsoons here in Florida. But, the moment, that's been holding off, and if this situation gets taken care of, we'll be able to fly this morning because the weather certainly is cooperating. The problem is one of the four engines, specifically engine number 3, is not reporting the same temperature as the other 3 engines, and that is a concern. That is one of the items that NASA needs to have all four, so to speak, talking to each other and making sure that they are at the same identical temperature level. Mm-hmm. And number 3 engine is not. So they're trying to work that issue, trying to figure out what's wrong and how it can be corrected. And at the moment, we just haven't heard anything from launch control as to when that is going to be resolved today or if it's going to have to be rescheduled for later in the week. Don't know yet at the moment.
All right, so the window closes, though, at 10:33, according to what I see here from NASA, and there may be some offshore storms The lightning is what people worry about. And so now there is this, they're fiddling around with all these things. So as you said, looks like it could take off. If it does, between now and 10:33, it'll be A-OK. Otherwise, they're going to push it to tomorrow, it looks like. And so there's all kinds of variables. These things are very, very intricate machines. Now, what makes this, though, the journey going around the moon? There have been lots of our space ships, if you want to call them that, that have gone to the moon, come back again. So what's so special about this?
Well, first of all, before we talk about how special it is, you mentioned lightning. And this past Saturday, the launch pad took several lightning hits. Fortunately, they've got some very sophisticated lightning arrestors, and no damage was done to the SLS itself. However, they did have to check that out over the weekend as well and determine that the voltage levels were okay and all of that. But it took some serious hits on Saturday. The lightning was that vicious, and at the Kennedy Space Center, it was just rocking and rolling with that rain and wind and lightning that we were having. This particular launch of Artemis 1 is actually a little bit different in the fact that this is going to be a 42-day mission, Doug, and the reason it's going to be 42 days is it's going to obviously head toward the moon, circle the moon, and NASA is going to put it through its paces, kind of like a test flight of a plane or a shakedown cruise of a boat. They're going to try and do everything they can to see what does or does not malfunction. They're going to put it through its paces to ensure that when we do send humans up, three humans will be going in the next mission, which will be coming up next year, and they want to ensure that those human astronauts will not endure any problems whatsoever. By the way, Doug, there are three dummies going up in this particular mission today. They're not politicians, by the way.
All right. Da 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 boom. So what's the the old system, the when we had the shuttles, it was the launches were STS, shuttle transmission system. What is SLS? Is it shuttle lunar? Say, what does that mean, the L mean?
It could be lunar, but actually it stands for Space Launch System,
okay.
Space Launch System, SLS.
Right.
And so that's the term that we'll be hearing a lot about over the next several years, for that matter. And at the moment, as I'm talking to you, we're getting an update from Launch Control. Let me see what they're saying. The team is still looking at the problem to find out why engine number 3 is not reporting the way it should with its temperature, and they don't have an answer yet. So we're still in a non-planned hold at T-minus 40 minutes and holding.
The mannequins are named Commander Moonkin Campos, Helga, and Zohar.
Right.
You see pictures of them? There's some kind of a biology experiment, right? Seeds and fungi and yeast and stuff?
Exactly.
Well, this radiation test, is that what that is?
They've got a number of different tests that they'll be using the dummies for, and it's kind of interesting. They have really put a lot of different tests on this particular mission. Many of the tests would not normally be on the next mission.
All right, hold on a second. Will you? I want to have you continue with us. So those of you, whether your station's going away, you can find us at gooddayshow.com. I want to talk more with John Harper about this launch. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19, and they're trying to stay ahead of this because I think they've realized that they have fell far short with COVID-19, so I think they're trying to...
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I have John Harper from WMEL, which if you don't know, he's on with me all the time. I respect him. I like him. He's a good friend. Been carrying the program in his neck of the woods for 30 years. He knows what's going on. As I said earlier, we've spent many wonderful hours over at Kennedy Space Center broadcasting as launches. I've been to four of them. Nothing like this, though, because this damn thing is so big. It's like it wasn't about the size of the length of a football field. Isn't it? Did I see that someplace? How big? Maybe I'll do the Johnny Carson. How big is it, John?
This particular rocket, the SLS Space Launch System rocket, is the biggest that we've ever had as far as the amount of engine power. It's not the tallest rocket that we've had. The space shuttle actually looked bigger on the launch pad, but this one is the largest with power that any rocket has ever experienced in the world. This is the biggest, and we expect the engine roar to be heard miles away from what we're being told.
I can remember you and I sitting on the bleachers there with one, I think it may have been the first launch that I was at, and I couldn't believe how the ground shook. And you're, 2 miles away from when you're sitting there watching the launch?
Yeah, two and a half miles
away. Right. And
8.8 million pounds of thrust.
Yeah. Big. It's a big puppy. So a lot of people are there. How many people are waiting, and they're going to be disappointed if it doesn't go up because the next shot date is not till, what, the 2nd of September, which would be, what, Saturday? No, Friday.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about Friday right now, but... the Florida Highway Patrol, in a report I had earlier, is estimating, Doug, anywhere from 250 to 500,000 people here in the Space Coast. That's kind of like trying to get on Cape Cod during the summer.
Exactly. It's one of those experiences when you do, and I'm going to try to draw a verbal picture of this. When you're going in and out, there's a roadway. There's a roadway that goes across to Merritt Island, and people park out. I'm sure they've been there all night, maybe since yesterday.
Yeah.
They just park, and they sleep on the sand, and they wait for, but then, you know, it's sometimes hard to get across that sort of isthmus, if you will, over to the other side, because there's so darn many cars there, and then there are a lot of celebrities that are actually on the Cape, right? I noticed a number of people. Wasn't there a performance of the Star Spangled Banner by Josh Groban there last night? Did I see that?
Yeah, last night there were some festivities, and there have been people parked along many of the causeways, Doug, since Saturday night. So it's been growing ever since. It's crazy. But a 500,000 people here in the area of the Kennedy Space Center. That's crazy.
All right, so I would like you, if you have the time, there are a couple of other things I want to touch on, and I know when I get onto this kick with the NASA programs, it pretty much occupies all the time and space in my brain. But I think that's something that Americans should be so proud of, instead of all the garbage that we talk about or surround ourselves with or complain about. So, John, stick around, if you will, please. It's 28 after the hour. Mm-hmm.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. ¿Cómo si fuera magia?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans are calling out President Biden for bypassing Congress again and making the American people pay back someone else's student loan debt. Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News is a member of the House Budget Committee.
This is also a gross violation of separation of powers. Congress has not discussed this proposal. Congress has not voted on this proposal. The president is using a statute that does not apply under this condition. That is why it's illegal.
The DNC's Cedric Richmond defends the American people being responsible for someone else's debt.
Congress acted. And if you look at the legislation that allowed President Trump and President Biden to delay loan repayment, it's the same legislation that allows him to forgive.
Lightning and a hydrogen leak may delay the launch of the Artemis 1 to the moon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Musician Taylor Swift won Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey. Taylor won with her 10-minute song, All Too Well.
I had sort of made up my mind that if you were going to be this generous and give us this, I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Two U.S. Navy-guided missile cruisers sailed through the Taiwan Strait Sunday. Gordon Chang on Fox News is a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute.
You know, if the United States has had one consistent foreign policy from the founding of our republic, it has been the defense of the global commons. And we need to do more of this because China is claiming that the Taiwan Strait, where this sailing took place, and the South China Sea, and the East China Sea, and the Yellow Sea, they say the sovereign Chinese water. Well, the United States needs to sail, fly, and operate wherever international law allows, and we need to show the Chinese that, and we need to do more of it.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years, and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a good story from Georgia. Youngster being credited for helping find an elderly woman who'd been missing for 4 days. Brittany Moore and her son, Ethan, were playing with bubbles in their backyard when the bubbles drifted toward the family's fence line. So Ms. Moore went over there and said, "What do you see, buddy?" He pointed and said, "Feet."
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're at 34 after the hour. Continuing on with our focus here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper, who's here from our affiliate WMEL on the Space Coast on launch day. It has arrived for Artemis 1, the mission that will journey around the moon. For a number of days, the weather conditions are pretty favorable, according to John. You look down, you actually go to the NASA TV page. You go there and you can watch what's going on, kind of. But I wanted to talk with John because he always knows what's going on behind the scenes. I would much rather, on my own preferential scale, spend lots of money on the space program because I think it's good for all kinds of reasons. More money for space, less money for paying off loans. How's that, John? That's a new slogan, right?
I think more money for space. Yeah, a lot of people would probably agree with that, Doug. I think so. We should put that on the side of the capsule.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's an idea. All right, so there's a hole
Doug,
now.
Doug, a scrub, yeah. A scrub has been called.
It has.
The launch director, Charlie Blackwell Thompson, the first female launch director, has called this launch off for today, and we're waiting to find out now when the new launch date is, but it is a scrub for today.
So she's in the position of our pal Jay Honeycutt. When we first met, and we met him, he was the launch director, if I remember correctly, way back in the, what was that? That would have been the early 90s, mid-90s? I guess it would have been about, yeah, somewhere.
Early 90s, yeah.
Right, yep. I still am in touch with him. He's a wonderful guy. I should have him on to talk with you about this because he has all that experience there, as do you. At any rate, so maybe we'll save this and have, if we have time, the launch scrub for today. Then the next focus is on Friday, right? Same time?
Yeah, the next launch date would be this Friday. If not Friday, it would be this coming Monday, a week from today.
Labor Day.
And then... That's right. Then we move into September. It would, or rather, September 19th through October the 4th would be the next period to make this happen.
So, and what makes this? Yeah. Excuse me. Go ahead. Tell us why they do it this way, with what the window launches are all about.
Yeah. The reason for these particular dates is the proximity of the Earth to the Moon, and that kind of simply is what the whole reason is behind that on these specific dates, and they want to be as close as they can and not any further than they have to be. So that's why the dates. By the way, we would also move into October if we can't launch in September. It would be October 17th. Through Halloween, and that would be it for this year.
See, people wonder about the at this time of year why the moon seems fuller or bigger. It's because in the apogee and perigee of it all, it's an elliptical orbit, not a circular orbit. So there are sometimes when it's closer by as much as 40, 50,000 miles to the surface of the Earth, right?
That is correct, right.
Yeah. So I know that. Let me ask you just one more question before we run out of time here. I saw that NASA over the weekend released a sound that came from a black hole. This is pretty eerie stuff. The exoplanets unveiled this audio from a galaxy called Perseus, which is 240 million. Light years away from Earth. We can't even begin to imagine how small and inconsequential our planet is in the entire picture of the universe. But the other side of it is amazing that we have the technology to be listening using these telescopes, the new satellite, the web and whatever out there to get stuff that comes, noises that are coming out of a black hole.
Well, as far as those noises and what's happening, this is kind of a first as far as some of the huge telescopes that are trained to focus on exclusively on the black hole. They've got some sophisticated telescopic microphones that are picking up this noise, and it remains to be seen what that noise is all about. No one is sure. A lot of talk about it, but no one is sure what that all means. So that's something to ponder here for the near future. But it could be some type of time travel or whatever. Nobody really knows. By the way, Doug, they're looking now at this Friday, September 2nd, as the new launch date. But they
same time of the morning.
Time.
Is it 8:33?
They haven't announced yet.
No. Yeah. All right, John. Thank you for your time, your service.
I take that back. It'll be 12:48.
All right. 12:48 on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, right. The excitement continues. It's a little bit of a letdown, but it always is when these launches, they're subject to weather, they're subject to the engineering stuff, they're subject to equipment, so it's, sometimes you're dealing, it's hard to deal with the foibles and frailties of humanity, but there's nothing perfect about this, as we've seen before, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for Friday. John, again, thank you for your service. Appreciate you being here. John Harper, WMEL, talking about the Artemis, the scheduled launch, which isn't going to take place till Friday again. 41 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Before we leave this, Jay, I'm looking at a picture of Johnny Depp in a space outfit.
I was going to say, that's a transition.
Well, it is, but I mean, this kind of, he was in the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah, he showed
night.
Up. Some people were kind of like, good for you. Other people were like, is it too soon?
So he was, his face was superimposed on the helmet of a moon person.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was looking at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, sort of above the stage at the Prudential Center where they were having the awards. And he said, after a break from the commercial, he came back in this flying astronaut sort of hologram, saying, "Hey, VMAs, let's get back to the blanking music, shall we?"
Yeah.
Okay.
He joked that he quote unquote needed the work.
Yeah, well, maybe he does, in a manner of speaking. All right, let's go to the serious side of things. A moment for Ukraine, the nuclear plant. If you haven't heard this, over the weekend, the Russians continued to shell the area near that nuclear power plant. And, of course, if they hit it, what will that do? It'll wipe out not only the people that are in the immediate area, but it'll make that part of Ukraine uninhabitable, much the same as Chernobyl. This is the largest nuclear facility in Europe, and it's one of the top 10 most powerful nuclear power stations in the world. And the Russians have, I guess, apparently, this area has been controlled by the Russians since the beginning of the war.
Ukrainians who work there are basically held there against their will to keep things running.
Yeah,
and so
right.
UN inspectors are headed to Zaporizhia to figure out how dangerous it is, what is happening.
Yep. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we talk about something that has happened for a number of years, the Burning Man Gathering. What's that all about, you're wondering? Well, I'll tell you that story in a matter of moments. Here first, the story of Calitrin and why you ought to choose Calitrin as a healthy way not only to lose weight, but to keep it off. I have a couple of people who are friends of mine who have gone on to this recently, and they have found it to be very exciting. Because when you see progress, when you get on the scale, if you're like me, a lot of people get on the scale, I don't know what I expect to see. I'd like to see it drop a little bit here and there when the time is right. So, and it's good to monitor. You need to know what's going on in your body anyway. So if your scale is going in the wrong direction, then you need to fix that, and Calitrin will help you fix it. As I said, a couple of people that I know who are getting on the scale now are smiling because they're losing a pound here and a pound there. This is not going to be a way for you in 30 days to lose 30 pounds. No. First of all, it doesn't work that way because it's not safe for your body. It's not good for your body to lose weight that quickly. Some people choose to do it because they're frustrated or they, maybe have liposuction, whatever it is. But the way over the long term, make sure no matter what your process for losing the weight, keeping it off the natural way is the secret to why people love Calitrin. Doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs, it's gluten-free, it's safe, and it's fast, and there's nothing to take four capsules of the liquid or the powder before you go to bed, and then it goes to work rebuilding and repairing the lean muscle tissue in your body. Help yourself to health and success. losing weight and keeping it off the right way with Calitrin, go to their website, toploss.com, and do yourself a favor. Order a 90-day supply. Guess what? You get another 90 days free for doing that. And they're putting on a back-to-school special right now, which you can check out. Get the info on that at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Free shipping and all the special deals are yours at toploss.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming that ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
All right, 47 after the hour. We were talking about the VMAs and Johnny Depp. Taylor Swift made an announcement last night. This is sort of, she said, quote, "I thought I might tell you something, a fun moment." So what did she say?
She has a new album coming out in October. It's called Midnights, and it's really exciting.
Uh-huh. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
The edge of my chair.
Yeah, Doug, okay. You and I, we can have a listening party.
Yes, right, let's do that. The annual Burning Man gathering started yesterday in the Black Rock Desert near Reno. 80,000 people at $575 a ticket. Woo-ah! Who's doing that? This is some
business. A lot of people. This thing is huge.
Yeah. It started, they've been doing this thing there since 1986. The bikers are all over the place there. It's cold at night and hot in the daytime. And the reason they call it Burning Man is because there's a 40-foot tall wooden man on a 30-foot structure that's always set ablaze. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That sounds kind of foolish. What is there? So you gather for a bunch of days and you pay $575
to
watch something burn?
Yeah, it's self-expression and creators and art and all of this stuff.
Okay, let's go out with the sounds that came from the black hole that we were talking about. All right, James, you got the black hole sound? Good God, that's eerie, isn't it?
It's like from the underside. That is
275 million light years away, and we've got this sound. How amazing is that?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a lot
to think
about.
Apparently, it's in a key that's not a key you can't hear, so they have to change it up.
Yeah. All right, got it. Now it's 10 before the hour.
No other news.
Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Part of our cultural heritage here, so we always get into that with Chuck. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. We get the update on the box office totals from the weekend. See what went well. What the heck is this? What are we listening
to? Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yeah, it was the theme to Batgirl from the 1960s Batman TV show. Reason we play that is because initially I thought the story was made up, but evidently was not, because some of the trades are reporting that Warner Brothers actually did a what they're calling a funeral screening. They actually screened their canceled Batgirl movie on the lot for some of the production crew before they basically discarded it into a vault, never to be seen by the general public. And a few people that evidently saw it leaked that it played like a expensive CW superhero pilot, not like a theatrical film. Having said that, I still think that the story is one of the strangest I've heard in a long time, canceling a $90 million movie and not even airing it on a streaming network. Another story, Doug, just to bounce off this, the Hollywood Reporter was a story in that trade, which is pretty accurate in their information last week, that said that Warner Brothers Discovery Plus merger is so messy financially that the studio can only afford to release three more movies theatrical this year in 2022.
Warner Brothers.
Which is stunning.
I mean,
stunning.
Yeah, it's just, it's too damn much concentration.
Not that I think they could go under because they're, you know, I'm sure they'll figure it out and financially do enough cuts and raise whatever they have to do with their library, but that is a stunning story if you think about it.
It's just too much power, concentration, control in the hands of Disney. It's just too much of it. Do you see the story about this student who smuggled lightsabers into the graduation ceremony
and
challenged his principal to a duel on stage?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For real or fun? Having fun?
No. Yeah, I know. It was for fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's
good.
It's fun.
Hey, I got one other thing. This day, it tells you how times have changed. This day in TV history, August 28, 1967, the last episode of The Fugitive aired on TV, attracting an audience of 78 million people. David Jansen was The Fugitive back in that show. Good show. Really good show.
Fabulous. So, on this date in 1982, Ingrid Bergman died. Just I'm thinking about her and what she was in Casablanca. Was there any, that scene, anybody ever forget that scene at the end? Here's looking at you, kid.
Right.
Very. Yeah, it was. Okay, how'd we do box office total-wise this weekend?
Very slow, no surprise. The Invitation, which is a vampire horror film, was number one, a mere $7 million in business. Yeah. Bullet Train came in second, 5.1, 78 million in 4 weeks of release. That's actually a fairly respectable number. Its drop was just 26% week to week. The one thing about less films in the marketplace is the drops, the holds, as I should say, are much better. So Beast came in third, 4.9, 20 million in 2 weeks. That's a disappointment. Top Gun Maverick, just a 19% fall off week to week, another 4.8, 691 million. That was the story of the summer season, hands down. It's really, that's basically, there's one other story. This Saturday, they're going to do $3 movie tickets at 95% of all movie theaters in the United States as a celebration to try to attract people back to the movies. If it works, they might do it annually. That is what they call, Doug, a concession stand model, because that $3 a ticket will all go to the studio and the theater at that price point. Have to eat the entry fee. But actually, it's not a bad model if you could track a lot of people selling popcorn over tickets.
Yeah, but you got to serve them good popcorn. Most of
you
the
do.
Popcorn that you buy...
People buy it anyway, though, but I agree with you.
Yeah, so used to be. I'll tell you, there are some of the smaller... When I go to the small theaters, independent theaters in L.A., they have great popcorn.
Yeah, because they have to, because they're attracting a more sophisticated audience, and that's a huge part of their... People expectations at those theaters are higher than they would be popcorn at
the
a general
AMC popcorn. Ugh, it's terrible. It really is. And there are other. I think the Regal Theater, the cinema chain, also. Here's a review of popcorn at the various theaters that I go to. But and the AMC is the biggest. They have them here where I am in Framingham, and I go there, and the ones out in California. The popcorn's the same. It stinks. And,
it does.
Well, there you go.
I'm agreeing with you.
All right.
Hang in
but
there,
let's,
Doug.
Yes, I'm going for the movie, not for the popcorn. Chuck Curry at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.